Since June 2004 in Iraq, there have been an average of about 500 attacks per week on U.S. soldiers, Iraqi security forces, and Iraqi civilians. Major General Rick Lynch says it is the civilians who are bearing the brunt.
The predominant number of casualties are in the Iraqi civilian population. And if you work the numbers, you realize that 50% of the casualties in that reporting period are Iraqi civilians, innocent Iraqi civilians, men, women, and children.
The numbers General Lynch referred to are from what the military calls a casualty trend report, released to the news media Thursday. The report shows that, in the past 14 months, more than 5,800 people have been killed or wounded in Iraq, including U.S. military personnel and Iraqi security forces. More than half were Iraqi civilians. The numbers did not include a breakdown of killed and wounded. General Lynch on Thursday said that since January 2004, 11,000 people were killed or wounded on 107 particularly deadly days. Late last year, addressing the World Affairs Council in Philadelphia, President Bush estimated that some 30,000 Iraqis have died as a result of the initial 2003 incursion and continuing violence. Ben Gilbert for VOA News, Baghdad.